All right, good evening and good afternoon, friends. Today is the 3rd of June 2012, and we continue. We have only two more sessions. This morning, we are talking about some diet food we need to take in consideration to improve our health condition in general. Here, I just want to mention a little bit to show you. Usually, we heard that if we drink milk, we will have calcium and vitamin D. Is that true or not?
If, what was the question?
If we look at the for one serving of milk, it provides 119 milligrams of calcium. So it's less than the yogurt a little bit, right? And it's less than black bean, quinoa, sunflower, you see? Almond, almost double. And nori, almost double, 2.5. The one I usually recommend you very easy to find and very easy to eat. That means the cup, almost 10 times. You see? No. Cup the seaweed. Yeah, this one is in a big lid. Usually in the Asian supermarket, they have that.
Kombu.
Korean. I think it's here we have it.
What is kombu?
Kombu that they make from tofu. Yeah, I think it's made from tofu, from soy product. Yeah. So that is the first. Secondly, this one it not only have calcium, it has almost another 80 to 100 different minerals and the 5 elements. And also it have a capacity for helping for the get rid of the radiation in the environment, in our body, because we got contaminated of the radical a lot too. And then the problem here, because you look at the list of all of the food or drink, it consumes our calcium. Coffee, soft drink, diuretic, too much protein, meat, refined sugar, sweetener, alcohol, marijuana, cigarette, too much or not exercise enough, too much salt, you see, and all the tomato and potato, eggplant, bell pepper. Actually, it's not only that. I told you tomato, if we don't know how to use it, it will have the side effect. Potato, we're supposed to eat like we ate this at lunchtime. We should eat the whole thing. If we just eat, we remove the peel, look like no good. So that's why we input only one and output about 10 times. This is all the very potent inhibitor or accelerate for the excretion. That's why we're losing a lot of every day.
Sorry, can you explain the too much exercise?
Which one?
The too much exercise.
Oh, yeah. Because because of the way the calcium gets into the bone and bind to that, it first it needs to have enough calcium, the root good one. Secondly, the what we call the turnover of the bone. And thirdly, it needs to have vitamin D. So when we not exercise, that means the turnover is too slow, so it cannot bind in. And when we not exercise enough, we're not exposed to the sunlight, so we don't have vitamin D. When we expose too much, that means the turnover is too fast. So it turns over too fast, so it erase more than it bind in. So again, when we learn everything, and I usually said that, that's why in Buddhism, we have to go by the middle way. We have to listen to our body. Doesn't matter if the good or bad. You see, the snake venom, very potent, very dangerous. But we use a lot of application from that if we know how to use it correctly. And then the water we drink, our body has 70% water, right? So we need water desperately. But if we don't know how to drink the water correctly, with a bottle of half a liter, or even only one bottle of 250 milliliters, we can be killed. You know that? Mm-hmm. Only the regular drinking water. But if we drink incorrectly, we can die very peacefully. It's more peaceful than we drink the sleeping pill. Really? Easy. Think about that. We have two mechanisms, passive and active. Talk about passive. Remember, every single cell of our body have a 75% or 70% of water, right? And then when, for example, you're on the boat in the middle of the sea, and we get lost, engine went down, or you get lost in the forest, in the desert. For some reason, we have no supply. So we can live again without the first level energy. So we have to consume the second level. That means, okay, we drink through the skin, through the humidity in the air. And then not only that, we have to have we have to have the thing we always want to get to the destination of have someone to save us, to rescue us. So we live by that. Our mind always think about the water. So we can live by that. Even though for food, but the food it takes longer, the drink it takes faster. So if we just keep thinking like that, and then we can survive for day, depend on how the body can adapt to that, can cope with that environment. So by that time, every single cell is start to shrink smaller and smaller and smaller. If we continue like that to certain time, and if it's over the limit, we die. But if it's not to that limit yet, so the cell just keeps shrinking. And then all of a sudden, when we get the water, we drink completely the whole body right away. So it has two mechanisms of destroyer. First, because the cell is shrink for a few days at least, usually about 5 or 7 days. And then when we drink, it looks like we have on the right, look like we have a right powder or the right seed. We keep in the bottom, and now we add water in, and it expands now, right? So with the red blood cell on the bottom, on the cell in our body, when it absorbs the water, so it expands now.
So it's hypernatremia.
Uh-huh.
We sometimes got hypernatremia dehydration in babies, and we have to.
Yeah, and then also because in our body, again this morning we're talking about, it always have electrolyte mineral to maintain the homeostasis. When we drink the regular water, so it be hemolyte, it broke now. So very quick, if we know we just sip one by one, we may survive. But if not, our stomach can contain about 2 liters at a time, but only 1/4 liter, nothing. After 5 minutes, boom, we go into sleep very peacefully.
We don't convulse.
So that's why it's okay. Everything has to be in the middle way. We have to listen to our body. It's very important, it's very good, but at the wrong time, when our body not accepting, or at the wrong place, at the wrong time, at the wrong quantity, and we can be out. So that is the second thing. The next one, this is some thing we should keep in mind. It can help. First, the almond. We can have of 10, 15, or 20 per day. Second, flaxseed. Again, this one should not green it in advance. Maximum about a week only, and we should keep in the refrigerator. When you buy the flaxseed oil, it usually not good because it's not really stable. It's very easy to be oxidized. So again, you have to keep it in the refrigerator. So I recommend you use the whole seed, and whenever you want it, you can put in a coffee machine and you clean it. You keep in the refrigerator for about 3 to maximum 7 days only in the cold temperature in the refrigerator. Next one, tomato, fresh or cooked, but we need to remove the peel and the seed out. Sweet potato, spinach. And this one, be careful, okay, don't cook it too well done. Just lightly cook only. If we cook it too well done, and then it converts into inorganic, so it's no good for people with the bone skeleton problem and all that, the calcified rosemary, good salmon. This one, it has some concern now because 80% is not good one. In the old, before it good, but now.
You need it from Alaska, sea.
Yeah. And blueberry, green tea. And again, this one, if we can get the real green tea, right? So it feel good, but, and then secondly, we have to drink at the correct time. I didn't talk about it yet, right? It have very good benefit for this one, but and then we use the ring at the wrong time. We use the ring with meal or after meal. That is incorrect unless we know the technique. Only about maximum 30 or 50 ml, a small cup, okay. But before we swallow, make sure we keep in our mouth and we rotate around the teeth for about a few times, 2 or 3 times before we swallow. And should not drink between meals, should not drink after meal, should not drink after eat fruit. That is the time when we should not drink. And the best time for drinking tea, that means early in the morning, when you wake up. When you work outdoor, when you're sweating a lot, tired, exhausted, you can use green tea, warm or hot tea. And then whenever you need to have a calm, dry, aware, that means you need, instead of you smoke or you drink coffee, to be awake, to work, to do some project, you can drink tea instead. Yeah. And dark chocolate, it must be above 75% or 80%. Okay. Tuna, carrot, dried plum, whole grains, red wine. I'm not recommend this one because we have a tendency to abuse. It's good, but the problem is because it has a tendency for abuse. So not recommend this one. But for some people, they have a habit already. But if they want to continue, they have to control the amount, okay. Yogurt, again, it is the fresh one, the plain one. Avocado, walnut, turmeric, black bean, apple, and Alaska king crab, pomegranate, pak choi, oyster, broccoli, kiwi, olive oil.
Slow.
I was saying, you did one, you don't need to write down.
Could you just go back a couple? Kiwi, broccoli, thank
you. You were saying it too long.
Yeah.
Me too. Because we were told in Chinese that women are very yin, and we shouldn't drink, because green tea is very yin.
Now, actually, we're talking about the table for the zinc and zinc, and then acidic alkali. It's yin, but and then it has another benefit. That means anti-cancer. Okay, it will be the antioxidant, and it can get rid of all of the free radical, anti-aging. So it have look like we use mushroom very yin. Soybean very yin, right? But it has another benefit. So we're not based on only one. Artichoke, pepper, ginger, cinnamon, black pepper, beet, mushroom, apple, vegetable juice, and bean cherry.
Where
do you bean base? Okay, actually this one what we call the cherry, right? Not bean cherry, I don't know why they put out the bean cherry, but this is the
cherry.
Yeah, the normal cherry.
Normal cherry.
Just a normal cherry. Can I ask about almonds? Chickpeas and almonds and skins.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's better. It's better. If not, we should soak it in the water for a few hours so it can release that substance out in the water so we don't need to peel out.
It's roasted, does it become more potent, the arsenic?
No.
No.
Fresh better. Fresh better. But because some people they like this the flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it
when we toast it
to digest.
Better. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toasted is better.
No, fresh better.
Fresh
one
fresh
better.
Better. Mm-hmm. Oh, right.
But soak it in water, sort of the skin. Is it same for all the beans?
The complete brown rice or wheat whatever. But when we had the complete one, we should soak it for at least 6 hours to 22 hours.
Before cooking.
All right, some other food we should stay away. Actually, this is not all. This is the top five. Okay, the most dangerous. And we see them already, right? Anything, actually, don't ever touch to anything processed. Okay, you are safe. But this is the most dangerous.
Are
these
veggie
pies
as cooked in France?
Yes,
it's
American.
Because
they're quite delicious on the website.
Yeah, right. It tastes delicious, but you didn't see how they make it.
French fries in the States.
And then don't know how to do this.
Yeah, that we talk about the breathing technique. All right, in conclusion, to improve our health condition and improve the practice, okay, we try to eat as simple as possible. Because the best energy we can intake in our body can absorb, okay, that you have to be close to the nature. So if we eat simple, we not combine a lot, and we not add, we not cook, we not process it, so it's easier for the digestive system to break down and to absorb, and the fresh energy still remain. The more we cook, the more we add ingredient, the more we process, the less active ingredient, the less fresh energy remain. And more toxins come in, so that's why we try to eat as simple as possible. And also, remember the technique, okay? Chew slowly, carefully, and portion it correctly, more in the morning, and at lunchtime, very little or less at dinner time. By drinking, we should drink more in the morning, less in the evening, especially at night for people with the problem with the bladder, kidney, the heart, and problem with sleeping pattern. Talking, try to minimize, okay, so you can save energy. Sleeping, we should sleep early. 11 in the later time, and wake up early, 5 or 6 in the later. Slowly you can change, you can shift it instead of, okay, we sleep from midnight to 8 o'clock, that's 8 hour, right? But it's not better than we sleep from 10 to 6. Even though we sleep only 7 hour, but we sleep from 10, we wake up at 5, it's still better than from 10 to 6.
What is
the
better?
10 to 6 is the best time. 10 to 5.
Yeah, 10 to 5 better.
Mm. Why is that better? Because of the chart you showed us before?
Yeah, because if we sleep at 10, it still have a time for relax, and then it collect all the energy, get rid of the toxin, and then all the muscle relax. All the blood pressure relax and all the toxin we push out. And early in the morning when we wake up at 5, we still have a little bit of time. Close to that, it almost closed the gate. So at least it can sneak out. But if we pass 5 too much, it's no way all the air can get out. So get stuck in there. See? So that's why, okay, we try to get up at close at 5 as possible. So it's the under the gas you can sneak out with a system of the universal energy draw up. So it helps to get rid of the toxic gas remain in the bottom of the lung.
So what, in the morning and then go back to sleep?
What time you want to go back to sleep?
No, I'm just thinking, is this in Catholic, it's a holy hour. 3 o'clock up to 4 o'clock. A lot of monastic, or layman people would do the holy hour, and then especially wake up and do a prayer for like for that hour, and then go back to sleep. So that will affect somehow, would it?
Actually, you can. But when you sleep, only about an hour, mm-hmm. Okay, not later than 7. You stay from 3 to 4, and then okay, you can sleep back about 4:30 or 5, and you wake up around 6. That may be okay. You know the reason why? The reason at this time, it affects personally the university and the whole universe too, because at that is the time internally, after they clean up everything, they synthesize the cholesterol to get ready for the new hormone to build up. And parallel to that, after the universe, that is the time for all the other being, another kaya, the being, the non-visible being, angel, deva, whatever, the whole bunch out there. So it have the good and the bad one, look like our society. The good one, okay, they start to go back, and the bad one, okay, before they go back, they try to grab something. So that is the time we usually got dream. And with men, we usually have the ejaculation. We have the bad dream about we have a sexual intercourse with the invisible. So we lost energy during that time. For women, the same thing. So that is the time you usually have a dream. So that's why usually okay, people want to practice and they want to preserve the energy. So we have to wake up at that time so not the other being cannot interfere and draw your energy out. That is the time frame. And also, as you see, this is the time for the air coming out. So if we get up, the air, the bad air coming out, so it's not called a hallucination. Because some of the gas can cause hallucination. So we have all the delusion and then we withdraw the energy out by the other being. So
it would be, if you wait at 3, it would be a good time to pray then.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So that's why the tradition, most of the tradition for the religion, they usually wake up at 3:30. But for the lay practitioner, it's impossible. Not impossible, it's not practical for people to wake up at that time.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So that's why okay, I refer around 4:30 or close to 5. Yes. Yeah. It's still half for to get rid of this one, and it less fully be affected by the other being. But if we keep until 6, 7, so all the toxic gas may have hallucination, and also we lose energy through the ejaculation or the sexual intercourse with the non-visible being, and then all the gas they build up. And then part the 7 of that we draw back into our body. Alright, for exercise we need at least 30 minutes to 45 minutes every day. You can do it one session or we can break that into two sessions. But we need to do that. Depend on your age and your condition. You may do more or less, or you may choose what type of exercise, but we need to have the aerobic and anaerobic exercise every day. Detoxification, very important. Because if we not detox, we not cleanse up our body, think about this room or our house, if we just keep bringing it in forever, we don't have opportunity to use under the storage. We don't have opportunity to look for the damage or something wrong in that corner to prepare to correct that. So at least one per year, we should have one session from 7 to 10 days. And after that, we can do weekly or bi-weekly, one per week or one per bi-weekly.
Would that be
just having liquids for the 7?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we can
do
some water kind of stuff.
Alright, this is something we need to take in consideration. Skip breakfast or overeating will contribute to the sludge, the brain damage, forgetfulness, Alzheimer's. Smoking, high sugar consumption, air pollution, lacking of sleep, sleep cover the head, working while we are sick or when we are tired. while skipping breakfast or eating kada. As we already know, early in the morning, this is a new day, so our body needs energy, right? Then the brain is the headquarters to control, to regulate all the activity for the body. So if we don't have energy to provide for that, it has to work with a very low energy level, and then the stress increase, more stress, more free radical, more gas, toxic gas. So it will cause the brain damage. When we overeat, still the same. We see whenever we have a big meal, heavy bottle, okay, the belly, big belly, and then we feel fall asleep right away. It shut down, and then the neurotransmitter cannot travel, cannot move, and then it shut down the circuit. When we do smoke, the same thing on the gut, that the smoke is very toxic. The sugar, when we use too much sugar, especially the refined sugar, it's released too fast, and the byproduct of the sugar metabolism is carbon dioxide. So the carbon dioxide, it will kill the brain cell too. Liver. We have many different organs in the system in our body, but I just want to point out only two most important. That is the brain and the liver. Because the liver, it takes too many responsibility in our body. So that's why we need to take good care of that. We can have a kidney transplant. We may have the heart transplant. We may have a lung transplant easier. But liver transplant is very, very difficult. So that's why we need to take very good care of our liver.
There's a lot of spare capacity in there, isn't there, usually?
Huh?
There's a lot of spare capacity in the liver, and it can regenerate.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But because if we block it, and it overworks, so it's very difficult. Especially now we have a hepatitis attack and too much chemical, too much toxic substance blocking us. So it takes a long time for regeneration. So staying up late or wake up late, easy to understand, right? Because we already see the circadian rhythm. When we stay up late, all the toxin remain there, and then when we wake up late, all the toxin remain and it reabsorb, and it has to overwork again. So that caused the liver damage. So this is parallel together, and that will conjunction correlate to not urinate or have bowel movement in the morning, because all the toxin be eliminate into the urine or in the feces, and then early in the morning, we not kick it out of the body, we remain in that. After 7 a.m., it reabsorbs. Skip breakfast or overeating. Again, they don't have enough. If we don't eat breakfast, the body don't have energy. Overeating. Have to overwork, because the liver is the one to secrete the digestive fluid. And also, when we overeat all the high protein, high toxic substance, it makes the liver become more and more damaged. Eating raw or overcooked. This is the two extremes. And we know that already, if we're eating raw food, our body is not the same like the cow or the buffalo. We don't have an enzyme to break down the cellular. And if we eat raw food, most of that cannot be broken down, so the stomach, the liver have to try, because it have nothing, no energy. So it had to try to synthesize some thing, some chemical, some enzyme to break down. But because it's not originally the nature not build up our body for inject the cellular. So if we eat all the raw food, we already talked about that, all the very good substance, all the nutrition, it keep inside the cellular molecule, it not leave outside to be protected. So if we don't cook, if we not use the centrifuge for to extract it out, in order to take out that, they have to chop, they have to break it down. But because our body didn't have the enzyme to break down the cellular. And then if we don't cook, we don't use the centrifuge, the extract machine, so the body take in but don't have energy, so it dry. And when it dry, but finally it still cannot take out much, so it looks like you invest for the business. Right, you try to invest, but finally, okay, you not do a good job, and finally we bankrupt. Same thing in here. We input the material, and we don't have, our body don't have a capacity to break down, but it still try. When it try for a while, it absorb energy, but finally it cannot take something back. So that's why day after day, it's losing and losing energy. So that's why it become overworked, it's tired. So that's why eating raw food is not really good. Especially for the vegetable, the one with a lot of cellulose and less sugar. And also overcook. When we overcook, it had a problem too. In here, it have many different aspects. First, when we overcook, all the nutrition, it be destroyed. So we don't have much nutrition out there. Secondly, when it overcooked, our digestive system doesn't have to work much, right? So when it not work for a while, the function become disappear. Like we have the muscle, if we not exercise, if we not use for a while, and our muscle shrink. The same thing in here, if the function of that, don't use for a while and then it get lost and you know, it become weaker and weaker. The other aspect, when we overcook, usually okay, if we combine too many together, it will have interaction, it create many new complicated substance and make the liver have to deal with that, have to synthesize the new enzyme to break down, have to deal with the new complicated substance. If it has a toxic effect, it has to convert, transform into the less toxic before it kick out. And then when we overcook, it has a tendency to create more new product, more new compound. So that's why eating raw or overcooked is not really good, unless when we well done cook for simple menu for the sick people temporary in a few days, okay. But more than 5 days or more than 3 or 5 days, and when we have too many combinations, it's no good. And when we consume the processed food, drink, with all this one we know already, because it is all chemical, a toxic substance, so it's no good. Eating fried food, that means we know the fatty acid, when we apply with the heat too high, it converts the molecule, it becomes very sticky and it saturates, and it becomes a very bad substance for digestion or for elimination. So that's why it gets stuck in the GI tract as well as in the bloodstream. Taking medication, this means the synthetic medication. This is all chemical. So the liver will have to detox before it get rid out of the body.
Sorry, can I just ask
carrot and beetroot, you can eat raw because in there, it have two major benefits in that. It not only have a high sugar amount compared to the other one, so that's why our body can extract the sugar out in the space. Instead it has to break down completely all the cellular molecule. Secondly, it have the catalyst. It have a capacity to break down all the mucus to the top to clean up our digestive system. Yeah. So that's why you see in the formula we show you the other day, it have a carrot and beetroot in the fork. Carrot, beetroot, celery root, and radish. Okay, next we were talking about the way of examine our body to find out what's going on inside our body. As you know, the problem with us, because we intake everything and we don't have the way to control that, we don't look at it deeply. And then when we have the product, the output, we don't check it either. Okay? In a factory, we have many different input. We have material in, we have a management team, we have a labor, we have a quality control, we have all many different teams and many different resources in. So even though we have many that, we still have the management team to control, to regulate all the production and the productive process. And finally, we still have the quality control unit to check for the final product before we give it out to the market, right? And then even though we have the quality control unit to check the product, but for some reason, if we cannot sell that product, we still can make money or can make profit. And slowly, we out business. That means the input is always more difficult to control than the output. Here the same thing. We had input, we eat too many different kind of food, many different kind of drink, and then we eat many different types, many interaction, but we usually by the illusion, we don't check. And then the byproduct coming out, it's easy to check. And if we can correlate that, we can pay attention to that, we can know, it can tell us something about what happened inside. But then usually, okay, we deny this. Right, whenever it's coming out, we deny before we can see, because we can look at that before we can smell it. So that's why now we need to accept the truth. We need to see the other side of that. And then from that, we can contemplate, we can look deeply to correct the cause of that. And we already learned about the circadian rhythm. Every day we're supposed to have only one bowel movement if we follow the correct diet, and it should be in the morning after we wake up, right? So usually we have a urination first. So if we can pay attention to the volume, the color, the smell, and the content of that, start to learn how to examine it, and it can tell us. If we have more than 4 or 5 urination a day, that's considered a lot, not more than normal. But if you have 6, 7, 8, that is too much. So we need to adjust that. reduce the water intake, or increase the volume of the bladder. If the color, usually the first urination in the morning, the color is always darker than during the day. The smell of ammonia usually more stronger than during the day. That is normal. But if we pay attention closely, sometimes we will see the correlation. For example, if we eat too much protein, right, the smell coming out is very strong. If we eat a lot of spicy ingredient additive, the smell is coming out very strong. If we have burning sensation, infection, or frequency, the smell coming out very strong. If we have bleeding, internal bleeding, or whatever problem in the kidney, the smell coming out strong. So that's why if we follow, we keep close eye to that, and whenever it have a slightly change, we discover right away. Through the smell only. We don't need to look at the color yet. Through the smell, through the odor, arrive, and we can have the feeling of something wrong or something different right away. Alright? And then after we inspect the color, we can relate to that. If the odor, it smell not really good, it's too strong and the color is too dark, and then okay, we have to look back. Okay, yesterday did we consume any kind of product like that? If yes, so we just try to cut it down or eliminate that, so the next day it should be going down, right? That is easy. Some case it have a deeper underlying cause. We eat very normal, but all of a sudden the odor coming out too strong and the color coming out too dark. That means it have something damaged in the nephron, in the kidney. Or maybe it have a stone in the bladder, so it have some internal bleeding. So it hemolyzed the red blood cell, so the color coming out dark, and it fermented, so the odor coming out. So that's why we need to keep track longer. We need to follow 1 or 2 days to see any improvement when we change. And then also, when we have, if we keep track of that, when we have the feeling of burning sensation, or increase the frequency, especially for women, and we know right away, we start to have a urinary tract infection. So if that's the case, we drink more orange juice, apple juice, cranberry juice, and drink more fluid. It gets rid of bacteria right away at the first minute, right? Otherwise, if we slow for a few hours, the bacteria will grow real quick and invade deeper. So it's harder for treatment. So if we pay attention to that, and then we don't see any improvement, and it still had a burning sensation, maybe we have to look deeper to see if it have any cloudy, any particle in there. Maybe we have a kidney stone, we have a bladder stone, or maybe we ate too much tomato, eggplant, potato, right? So all the calcium oxalate we kick out, even the spinach. When we cook too well then, it converts into inorganic and it eliminates too much through the urine, so we have the burning sensation. And then if we look back, if we eat that one, so we know that the correlation. So we cut it back, or we stop, use that one, and we see the improvement. So that means we look at the end, and we know, and we re-examine, re-contemplate to see what product we used before. Or some case, for example, if we eat red meat, if we take any product, the medicine, some green stuff, it have too much iron, and our body cannot absorb that. So if we kick out, we smell it strong, the odor very strong, and the color sometimes it's a little bit darker. When we take some vitamin, multivitamin, or we take some medication, it have vitamin B in there. The urine it come out with the color yellow or orange. So if we look deeply, carefully, we can have a relationship between what we used the day before. And if we're not sure, we just keep track another day. We can know right away and we can adjust it instead of let it go for a few days. Especially when we have a urinary tract infection, when we have the kidney stone, if we not correct it, we not treat it at the first sight, it invade deeper, it damage deeper. The same thing for the feces. If we not pay attention to that, we don't see the correlation. The day before, if we ate a lot of protein, a lot of good food, the next day the odor coming out very strong. You see? So it tells us that if we cut down the meat or cut down the ingredient, cut out the spicy, look at the odor, it will be less. It's not too strong. First, secondly, when we look back before we flood, see how much it coming out, and it have any blood, it have any abnormal texture in that or not. So perfectly, correctly, the size of our byproduct should be only 1/10 to 1/8 of the intake. It depends on we eat the high, the good food, or we eat a lot of vegetable or fruit. If we eat a lot of soup, vegetable, fruit, okay, the size of the byproduct may be more. But if we eat meat, brown rice, on the good nutrition, the size coming out very little. That is first. Secondly, it depends on how much we eat. If we eat normal, little, we chew slowly, carefully, and we don't drink in the middle of the meal, on the digestive fluid will mix completely, break it down completely, and it absorbs maximum. So the byproduct come out later. But if we overeat, or if we eat and we drink in the middle, if for some reason our digestive system, the gallbladder and the liver not work properly, the digestive fluid not produce enough, so it not break down out here, so then it cannot absorb much, so the byproduct coming out will be more. And also, it work good up here. We eat normal, the digestive fluid enough, it chop up everything here. But if we eat fruit, we drink tea, we drink cold drink, it will be clumsy, re-coagulate. You see? And when it gets down here, it cannot absorb. So in that case, the byproduct coming out more than normal. And then the other case, up here work good, but down here, for some reason, the movement of the GI tract is too fast. For some reason, it shrinks the pore of transportation, so it cannot absorb here. Again, it still eliminate out more. So if we look at that, we can tell where it had a problem. The first one, that means we don't have a bowel movement every day. For sure. 90% when we see this one, that means we don't have bowel movement every day. We have constipation, so we know how to treat that. About 10% people have this one. They have a bowel movement every day, but the fish is the byproduct coming out like this time. That means that their body absorbs water too fast and they eat too much oily food. So it's coming out like this. So we need to adjust it. Second time and the third one. When you look at the second one, if we look closely, we will see the texture is very glossy. It's not really fine. Sometimes we see the whole fiber of the cellulose still there. We see the whole bean and we see the flay of the food still in the byproduct. And we know right away, up here, problem, we not chew carefully, right? When we see the structure, the texture, it's really fine, but the amount coming out a lot. That means we had a problem with around here. So you need to look back to see, okay, do this we overeat? This we drink in the middle of milk? It will remove cold suffering or not? So that, okay, and then we try to eliminate or cut it out. It will have the improvement. And then when we see it come out very smoothly, but it's still a lot, again, we have to check to see if we overeat or not. If we drink anything have a tannin or pectin or not, because it now everything doing good up here, but only when it go down here, it cannot absorb. So it has to eliminate the structure, the texture, it very very fine, but and then it cannot pass through. That means the pore of transportation be closed out perfectly, only the middle way, very fine texture, and then the number 5, number 6 and number 7, that means no good. That means when we have the toxic in the food, we have bacteria, we have amoeba, we have chemical in the food on the toxic and the toxin released by the bacteria, etc. And then next we need to look at the color correctly. We should have a color like the color of this bowl. The brown, yellow, or a little bit dark yellow. But when we see the dark color, that means we eat too much red meat. We eat too much iron. When we see the light, the chocolate color, and if we smell the very strong odor, that means sometimes we had a bleeding up the stomach. Many people have that, but they don't recognize until they have anemic or they feel dizzy, or sometimes up to the time when they have too many ulcer and it burst out at the same time, and the blood coming out fresh, it mixed with the blood being metabolized during the process going through the intestine. So if we see it have a really dark brown color with a strong odor, that means we have some bleeding, internal bleeding, usually from the stomach or duodenum. And if we see the green color, but the texture still good, that means we ate too much green stuff, but our body still can digest, still can absorb that. Some case, our body cannot, especially for people, what we call zinc people, cold people, the digestive system is not doing really good. So when we eat too much green stuff, that means that is zinc too, right? Zinc people eat zinc food, so it cannot digest, cannot absorb. That way we have sometimes the loose stool come out, the green, that means all that from the vegetable coming out. So we know that if we cut out, especially salad or the sprouting, all that cannot be used too much for the seeing people. And then if we see the flake, like the sputum, sometimes the yellow, sometimes the white color, sometimes the red color, all that one can be the mucus later along the GI tract. It can be the blood coming out, because if the patient have listeria, cholera, amoeba, all that can destroy. Even though the toxin of the Clostridium can cause that one, from E. coli can cause that one, and some plant, it have a toxic substance, it can cause the damage of the intestinal wall. So it's not only the mucus coming out, but the blood coming out too. So use it mixed in the watery or loose stool. Some other case, we will see the fresh blood coming out, it stick on the stool, and type 3 and type 4. Definitely type 1, 80%, 70 to 80% type 1, it had the blood around. Easy to understand, right? Because it when it stay in the sigmoid for too long, or when it's dry like that, it's very hot. And when it pass through the anal, it will crack the skin, the blood vessel here. So it cause the bleeding and the blood coming out, and it wrap around the feces, or maybe it wrap in the toilet bowl. Sometimes we have some polyp or the tumor along the sigmoid area here, and it can cause the obstruction, slow down the movement. So that's why it remain longer, the feces remain longer in this area. That's why it become drier and drier, stiffer and stiffer, harder and harder. So when it pass through here, very difficult, and it cause the cracking on the blood pressure down here. So it will cause bleeding. If we see the blood happen on the first half, from the first half, that means you use your hand problem around here. Because you will use your hand, the tumor in this area too, cancer and tumor around here and around here. So if we see the first half, usually it happening here. If we see the second half, usually it down here. Right? Alright, so that's the color, the red color. So you have the brown, dark color, the green, the yellow, and the red. Yeah, so far that is the common color we can see. So if we look at that for a few seconds before we flood, we can know it right away, and then we can observe it the next day, and we can correct it. It is too dry, okay, drink more fluid. Eat more fiber, and then try to have bowel movement on time. And we have some food, some oil we already have in the table of how to treat for the care constipation. And when we check on the texture here, we know where it's kind of problem, so we need to correct our chewing technique, we need to correct our eating habit and drinking habit, etc. And when it had a problem like here, we need to check back to see if we eat anything new, anything wrong, any old food, any old condition come back, or something like that. Green?
Green. A green stool in an infant.
Yeah, because usually first, because the baby is not full development on the enzyme. Yeah, so it cannot digest, it cannot absorb that, so it eliminate out right away. Secondly, again, all of the vegetable is zinc. So, and then the baby not well developed in the immune system yet. So it's weaker than the adult people. So that why, okay, it eliminate out right away. It don't want to keep long in there. So that why come out the color of the vegetable we eat, so that why it's green.
But even if it's a breastfed or a...
Yeah, that is normal. That's normal. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That we just now depend on the develop of the baby. Some it grow up faster, some it adapt faster. But most of the baby, okay, it's really slow development for all the enzyme system and all the immune system. So that's why, okay, they usually don't give the baby the green stuff, the fresh one, usually have the cooked one. All right, and after we examine the urine, the feces, we can start to go to wash our face, right? When we go to wash our face, and then we will check on our face in general to see anything new, anything abnormal. It have any different color, it have any pinpoint coming out, it have any pain area. And we look at our eyes, our nose. I think we were talking about it more tomorrow, and then from that we will learn the system, how our body reflects from internal out, on the face, on the forehead, on the skull, on the hand, and then we use that for diagnosis and for treatment too. All right. Thank you. We take a few minutes break, and then we will have a continue for private consultation, and then what we do next? We do dharma sharing, right?
Tea break. Yeah.
Tea break. Dharma sharing.